Thank you. And I'd like to first, I suppose, recognise, at very short notice in organising this meeting, Senators Mary Louise O'Donnell and Gerry Cockwell, who I think have done a really excellent bit of politics and shown the use of the Seanad Éireann in terms of getting a support in the Seanad for a referendum on public ownership of water. I'm also very glad to be here with Jack O'Connor from SIPTU and Mindy O'Brien from Voice, as well as my own colleague, Radhika Gorman, which is, I think, the type of partnership we need between environmental movements, civil society, political system, unions, in working where we go next from here as a country. One of the things I wanted to maybe start by saying is where we cannot go, in my mind, is down the path of violent protest. And I think what we saw at the weekend in terms of the physical and verbal abuse of Tánaiste Joan Burton is totally unacceptable. And it actually does a real disservice to the people who have been protesting peacefully and to the concept of peaceful protest. And I think particularly this morning, listen to the various members of the Socialist Party not recognising that and defending what I see as unacceptable forms of protest, I think is a real concern. Where is our politics going from if we can't just speak to each other, question each other, even contradict each other, yes, but not in the manner we saw as happened on Saturday. And I think that's important for our party, a party which has its roots in non-violence, to be absolutely clear that we find that unacceptable, that is not the right way to go. I think it's important in terms of this water issue is to try and, if we can, just step back a bit and just start to understand, get some clarity as to where it's coming from. Because I think sometimes people might think, oh, this is similar, for example, to the poll tax system in the UK in the early 90s, which effectively brought down Margaret Thatcher's government, or Margaret Thatcher as a prime minister, and led to the removal of that flat rate poll tax. And I think it's important to recognise that that's not where we are coming from on this issue. The decision or the recommendation to introduce some form of charging of water in this country was first set out in real detail in the Tax Commission report in 2009, which reported then, was given its direction in 2008. And the direction was very clear that we needed a fair system that slightly broadened out our tax base, which is over-reliant on VAT, which is not progressive, and income tax, which we cannot put everything on income tax because we have an unemployment problem in this state. And recognised as well that a form of water charging which brought power back to local government would also be beneficial. We have undermined local government for too long in this country. So that is where the genesis of the idea came from, and I believe that actually in the terms of reference for that commission and in the recommendations, I didn't agree with all the recommendations of the commission, they actually did come out with the recommendation that what we should do first is put in a low flat rate tax and then put in the meters and then evolve and step it in that sort of direction, which the government, it seems, are now coming back to as the approach they want to take. The concept of a water charge was included in the revised programme for government that the Green Party and Fianna Fáil agreed, the Green Party members agreed, in the autumn of 2009. And again, it was within the context of strengthening local government. And at that time, in Cabinet and elsewhere, we insisted and said all the time, if we're going down that route, there's one thing we need to do, and it's to make sure that we do a constitutional referendum at the same time so that there can be no doubt that this is not going the way that Margaret Thatcher and her government wanted to bring us back, or bring the UK state, which they effectively did in the privatisation of water in the UK, that this is going to have to be different, and that we need a constitutional referendum at the same time to make sure that everyone knows for sure that this is in public ownership and the public interest. And that water is fundamentally different to some other utilities. I've heard people in this debate in recent weeks ask, well, why not energy? Why not telecoms? The difference is this. There is a myriad forms of energy we can now tap into and take into our house. And we as a party stand very strongly for public ownership and community ownership of energy. We would not have sold Bord Gáis assets, energy assets. We believe it's right for them to be in public ownership. In fact, I think we should be going to a widespread wholesale ownership of the energy supplies that we have. But energy is different because, as I say, there are so many different energy types, and it's almost impossible for a government to second guess exactly which technology is going to take off in the energy revolution that we seek. It should be public ownership, but let cooperatives come up which try different methods and see which new forms of energy arrive. It cannot be a centralised public utility that is alone running it. The same in telecommunications. We got it wrong, or the previous governments got it badly wrong in the way that Telecom Éireann was privatised. It should never have been sold, which was so obvious at the time, to a vulture capital private equity model, which was always going to flip it within a short 4 or 5 year period. But again, that's not to say that we just have one single public owned company running the telecoms area, because I know, having worked in that area, it is impossible for a minister to know exactly which is the best technological solution. Is it going to be LTE? Is it going to be 5G? We don't know. You do need some sort of market mechanisms to allow the technology evolve. Water is different, because water is a fundamental natural resource that we all need for to improve the quality of our lives, and the technology doesn't necessarily change. Water is something that we own, that our constitution already recognises as having special status as one of the natural resources that we, the people, own. But there's a flaw and a weakness in the constitution that it doesn't provide protection for us to actually make sure that it does remain in public ownership. Our model would be different to the way the government have done. We believe that it should be, rather than this utility which is set up for privatisation, the PwC report that the government commissioned to look at how it would be done very much is egging to kind of get it onto that next stage. We would prefer a regional public utility that's not based on the same model as Aircom or the energy companies are. But we can, in a constitutional referendum, make sure that it stays publicly owned. And I think it's been interesting in the last few days we've heard all these leaks about what the government are intending to do this week. And I have a fear that the flat rate charge system that they're looking to introduce may see us ending up in the worst of all worlds, where we don't get the conservation measures that we want put into any charging system. That will have to be decided in 3 years' time, whoever is in government in the next government. But what we've not heard from the government, what we didn't hear from Joan Burton, probably because she was locked up in a car yesterday for 3 hours, is where does she stand on the issue of public ownership and protecting it as a right? Because it is actually a fundamental question for our state at this time. We have seen that economic model that Margaret Thatcher championed and Ronald Reagan pushed in the States being dominant for the past 35 years. Surely, if we've learned anything from the crash, is that we cannot allow it to dominate as an ideology. We have one great chance in this water referendum to say, actually, no, that whole privatised model of public utilities like water is not right. And I think particularly for the Labour Party, it's time for them to stand up and represent a new, different economic model that recognises the government doesn't have to do anything, that in fact it should be a lot of time stronger local government, but also that water is not a privatisable commodity. We develop it not for profit, but to meet our basic needs. So let's have that referendum. Let the government include it in this set of measures that they're going to announce on Thursday, because it's an important statement about where we're going ahead as a people. Thank you.